Hey guys, what's going on? I'm Nick Baker, and I am your host. And you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. I had to take a break for a while, for a couple of months, and Big J was working on a book. And I'm not gonna resume my TV series just yet, because I'm gonna take a break for 6 months from that. You're not gonna see any new shows, any new TV shows just yet, for those who live in the Port Jervis area. God is calling me to go national on national television. I thought of TBN, but I'm not gonna bother because what I'm gonna say is gonna offend people, including the pastors who are on there, and I don't want any trouble with them. Joel Osteen and those who I am going to talk about in my sermons. You're going to hear about that down the road, because what the enemy is doing is not of God. Because these pastors who call themselves pastors, they don't preach the gospel. There's a young man who I recommend you to check out. His name is Justin Peters. He's amazing. He has cerebral palsy just like me. And I love that young man. His website is justinpeters.com. Check him out. He's phenomenal. I love how he puts these pastors on the spot. You could check him out on YouTube, Justin Peters. You could put in pastor or evangelist. And he is amazing, and he shows clips of these pastors who steal money from us. My girlfriend's church, right here in Port Jervis. Grace Fellowship. One of the pastors there made a movie on prosperity preaching, and they were supposed to show it on Saturday. They got mixed up on the schedule to show the documentary film on prosperity preaching. It focuses on kind of Copeland and the others, kind of Copeland, Joel Osteen, Joyce Meyer, T.D. Jakes, and John Hagee. I didn't know John Hagee was a prosperity preacher. Let's see. Creflo Dollar. They always say, "I wait upon you for your tithes and offerings." But this is what Jesus says in chapter 6. Of Matthew. I'm gonna read that. Chapter 6. I want to focus on what Jesus talked about. Money. And the purpose of money. And it says right here in verse 24. It says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You see what Jesus is talking about here? You can't serve two masters. Even Paul mentions it in 1 Timothy chapter 6, even James in chapter 4, verse 4. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. It says, command those who are rich in this present age not to be highly nor to trust an uncertain hefty nor to trust an uncertain rich. Let me read that again. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be hefty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Do you see what Paul is saying about rich people? Do you know? Here's an example. Let me tell you why I don't tithe in church. And why I don't believe in tithing. Because you go into church, say, you look nice today, Reverend. You look pretty handsome with that nice fancy suit. What is that Mercedes out there? Is that yours? Yeah, it is my car. It's my Mercedes. Man, that's nice. That's stylish, Reverend. What else are you buying that is nice for my money that I put in a basket every Sunday? Besides buying fancy clothes, new shoes, and a nice Mercedes out there in the parking lot. Let's see what James says right here. James says the same exact thing. The half-brother of Jesus. That is chapter 4, verse 4. It says, in regard to these, they think it strange that you do not one with them in the same flood of desperation, speaking evil of you. I'm going to read that again. Actually, James chapter 4, verse 4. It says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be friends, to be a friend of the world, makes himself an enemy of God. Look at these pastors, what they're doing. I've got to read that again. Adulterers and adulteresses, meaning men are adulterers and women are adulteresses, just like actor and actress. Do you not know that friendship of with the world is enmity with God? Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. That is sad. How these guys... Like I said, you look nice there, Reverend. Nice suit. Nice pair of dress shoes. Nice Mercedes. I love it. Just like coming into church one day and seeing my pastor, Dave Hansen, all dressed up in a nice fancy suit and driving the Mercedes. With the money I give them in that basket. That's why we don't tithe. That's why we don't take offerings. Because we are the followers of Jesus. We are the followers of Jesus. And we have to focus on the importance of reality and what these people are doing. Because what Jesus says is that you can't serve both masters. You can't serve both God and Mammon. Mammon. Money. That's what Mammon stands for in Hebrew. Money. What do you think the Mormons are doing? The Mormons are doing the same thing. Taking the money. Watching a clip from this young man, Justin Peters, and how Gloria Copeland said that when there's a tornado, I can control the storm. And I looked at my husband, Kenneth, and Kenneth said, I command you in the name of Jesus to go back in the sky. These guys don't even do what they say they do. What they say they can do. Only God could control the weather, not man. When they say, if you donate to our ministry, God would plant that seed into your heart with money. Any amount you could give. God is going to bless you with that seed. If you want to plant seed into someone's heart, share the love of Jesus. Plant the seed of the Bible, not of money. These ministries don't need money. They don't need donations. If it was a non-profit organization, I get donations. I could see donations coming. Because we're a non-profit. This ministry is non-profit. We take donations for the orphans and widows. We take donations to keep our building open, to pay the rent, pay the electric. This is important, guys. This is important, what the Bible's telling us. What Paul says, what Jesus says, what James says. If you look at Revelation and what John says in Revelation about Jesus and the false prophets, I gotta read a few quotes from Jesus in Revelation. I'm gonna start off with chapter 1, and I'm gonna go into chapter 2. Because Jesus talked about false prophets in Revelation. And idols, sacrifice idols. Verse 14 in Revelation chapter 2. And 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 31. And chapter 21, verse 25. I just want to read, starting at verse 18. It says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, both your brother and a companion, and the tribulation, and the kingdom, and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice and a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and what you see, write in the book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. To Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Tetra, to Sarda, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And it is amazing what Jesus is talking about. I'm going to go on to verse, I'm going to read from verse 12 to verse 20 in chapter 1. It says, "Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw a golden lampstand. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in furnace, and his voice as the loud sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in the strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, but he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I was alive forevermore.' Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death." Hades meaning hell right there. The flame of fire. The lake of fire means Hades. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are the things which will take place after this. The mysteries of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, these things says he who holds, I'm in chapter 2 now, he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. I'm going to stop there in verse 2. These guys call themselves apostles. They are doing evil. They are. They are liars. Joel Osteen is a liar. Kenneth Copeland is a liar. Jesse Duplantis is a liar. Ben Hinn, he's a liar. Full truth. Lie. From head to toe, liar. Whatever he speaks is not of God. And I love what Jesus is saying to John. First John chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus repeats it in First John. Chapter 1, verse 1. First John. Actually, chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And that is true. That is definitely true. I'm going to read that again. Chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." If you read 1 Kings, if you read the story of Elijah and how he destroyed the false prophets, it is important to understand what these guys are doing. George Meyer, same thing. Same exact thing that's happening. Same exact thing. And they are, there's a woman out there who's a false prophet as well, besides Joyce Meyer and those others. If you listen to what Justin Peters says about these false prophets and you watch the whole clip, you'll be amazed. You'll be shocked of what these pastors say. Ken Copeland, he was being interviewed by a news anchor, a journalist, and he refused, flat out refused, to answer the questions. They found fleets of planes on his property, from private jets to planes from World War I, World War II, Vietnam. Fleets of planes. And he has his church come to the house where the private airport is so that he could do a flyby with this private jet that the church bought him or donated to him. A flyby. Yeah, he's the retired Air Force pilot from Vietnam, but doesn't mean that he could use the church money to buy a plane. If you really want to be a pilot, be a commercial pilot full-time, or part-time, an airline pilot. If you want to fly a plane, work for an airline. Do not use the church money to buy your own plane. That's what I call greed. in the closing, I'm gonna leave this. Gotta leave you with this one thing. If you watch Voice of Victory, Believer's Voice of Victory, and you see Jesse Duplantis and Kenneth Copeland together, and they brag about their planes. Oh, God, talk to me in the private plane. Nah, you're not hearing. God didn't bless you with a plane. Oh, God bless me with a plane. No, he didn't. No, he did not bless you with a plane. He does not bless people with planes. He blesses people through the Gospels. Spending a long time with him. What do you think I stopped going to these mega churches? I used to go to a mega church a lot. All the time. What do you think is just point of view on a good church? Not just the sermon. Not just the sermons, but the food as well. The food. The food you serve has to be of God, not of the devil. Of God. The fruits of good and evil. If your food is horrible and you don't even take care of your kitchen, number one, I take care of my kitchen. Always. I always take care of it. I make sure the grease trap is cleaned. Dave Hansen cleans it. But when I cook in our kitchen, I make sure the stove is clean. Make sure the grease trap is empty. I make sure the stove is working. Always. And I always make the good foods the way that they want it to be made. If I'm making meats, and the people says I want medium rare, not rare, or medium well, not well done. There are a lot of churches I've been to. Their food sucks. Horrible. Their meats are dry. Burnt. Transformation. I had a bagel. The bagel was dry as bone. Dry. No moist. There's no moist. No moist at all. If you're going to run a good church, you have to run a good cafe. Not a cafeteria. Because they would feel like they're in prison. Run a cafe with good foods. Not dry foods. Moist. Every food needs to be moist. needs to have moist in it. Fresh bagels in the morning. If you have a kitchen in your cafe and you make your own bagels, make sure it's cooked properly. It's all that matters. The food has to be cooked properly. That's why these churches are failing. These churches I've been to, they are going under. What? Because the kitchen. They have a chef that is lazy. I don't like lazy chefs. I don't. Hire a chef that knows what he's doing. If he knows how to cook, hire him. Ask him questions. Interview him before you put him in the kitchen. Do you know how to cook? Do you have a culinary background? Is the food of Jesus or of Satan? Because I love going to church with good food. Always. Every Sunday. When I'm here. Every Sunday. I have good food. Always. And before I close, Dave Jeremiah, who's one of my favorite pastors out there. He's going to be on Broadway through December 23rd and Christmas 25th. I have a flyer here from him. It says, Dr. Jeremiah is coming to Broadway this Christmas with his television special, Make the Season Bright. Make the Season Bright Christmas on Broadway with Dave Jeremiah in New York City. Special guest, Charles Bingsley, Michael Sanchez, Dennis Swanberg, Sheila Walsh, character vocal band, Voices of Lee. Available on TBN, Daystar, MeTV, Cowboy Channel, FRD TV, God TV, GEB America, December 23rd through 25th. Check your local listing or visit jeremiah.org. Turning Point is now on daytime television. Dr. Jeremiah is proud to announce the next step of Turning Point Television. Starting December 3rd, Turning Point will air more teaching from Dr. Jeremiah in a new daily broadcast format. Tune in to TBN Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 10 o'clock a.m. present time. Present standard time. And you'll be amazed because I have a schedule. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This man is the only guy, and he speaks out against these false prophets. He always does. And he always encounters them. What I like about this man is that he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. He talks about Jesus. He talks about the cross. He talks about what the other pastors on that station don't talk about. It's important to understand what Dave Jeremiah talks about. He confronts them. He exposes them on live television. He talks about false prophets in his sermons every day. If your pastor is watering down the pulpit and he's lying to you and he's taking your money through the tithes and offerings, get out of that church. You don't need him. You don't need him. You do not need him at all. I love Pastor Joe Nevis. I love the guy. I love John Torres. He's an amazing man. But every time I'm in that town of Montgomery, New York, driving past Goodwill Church, guess what? Mercedes pulling into the parking lot of Goodwill Church. Guess who's in it? The pastor himself. The pastor himself. I went to see Danny Gokey back in June with my girlfriend on the 18th. And we were going out for dinner. We passed by the church and fixed the doors didn't open up until 6:30. The concert didn't start until 7. But driving by, here comes Pastor John Torres with his Mercedes. Starting off as a little old Presbyterian church. And it grew. And they have a campus. One in Montgomery, one in Kingston. They have another campus in Poughkeepsie. They have a campus here in Port Jervis. They have four campuses. Four campuses. Montgomery, Poughkeepsie, Newburgh. And here. Here in Port Jervis. Four campuses. The church is growing. Where is the money coming from? Grace Community Church. Same thing. Four campuses. Why do you need four campuses? Why do you need a campus? What for? What's the purpose of it? What's the purpose of these mega churches? What's the purpose of taking an old stadium, an old basketball arena that is run down, renovate it, make a church out of it? There's two pastors. There are two churches that did the same thing. Two churches. Lakewood Church. They bought the old compact center in Houston, Texas. Seats 14,000 people. 14,000. Let me say it again. 14,000 people. Guess who goes there? 15,000 people now go in a 14,000 seated stadium. Look at Hillsong Church. They took over the old Times Square building. Madison Square Garden Stadium. Why? Because Madison Square Garden moved to another location. That church took it over. Pastor Carl took over that stadium. And he's holding his services in that stadium every Sunday. Joel Osteen, same thing. Every Sunday morning, he's in that stadium preaching. Preaching false gospels. The pastor of Hillsong preaching false gospels in that stadium. In the old Madison Square Garden stadium. Lies, lies, after lies, after lies, after lies, after lies, after lies. It's unbelievable. I don't know how they stay open. Jim Baker. Look at Jim Baker. How he went to jail for corruption. He was kicked off television, kicked out of the ministry. He was arrested, released. 20 years later, restarted his ministry. Got locked up again. Released. 10 years later. 10 years later, he started the Jim Baker Show. And he's still stealing money. How is that man not in prison? How is he still not in prison? For a man in the 60s, emerging 70s, how is he not still in prison? And he's still doing the same thing over and over. Do you think that man shall have learned his lesson behind bars? That's what I call money grabbers. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme money. I want more. I want to use something as an example. Dollar bill. If you look behind the dollar bill and you look at the Egyptian pyramid, and on that pyramid there's an eye on that pyramid. What does that pyramid stand for? The New World Order. And it says this, the United States of America, in God we trust. Really? In God we trust. God doesn't support the New World Order. Why do you stick a dollar bill in the basket every Sunday? Every Sunday you stick a dollar bill in the basket. Each dollar makes a grand. Every Sunday makes a grand. You're Your pastor's making billions. Billions of dollars off of you. Millions and billions of dollars. What kind of pastor does that? He's no man. He's not a real man. He's a crook. He is. He's cuckoo. I'm going to say it again. He is cuckoo. He's nuts. I don't want to offend anybody, but it's true. He's nuts. Cuckoo. Loco. Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Oh, yeah. He is. I'm not doing this podcast for nothing. I'm doing this podcast to get the truth out there. I know people. I know a pastor. He's the pastor of Grace Community Church. And he's well known. He is well known. Why? Why is he well known? Every television show he's done. He's been on Praise the Lord. He's been on multiple shows with Rod Parsley. Rod Parsley's another crook. Another guy who's cuckoo. You can check out our ministry website. Go to www.hopeforthedisabled.weebly.com. And it's important to understand what, because I'm going to post videos of these false teachers. I want to read of Psalm 30 before I close. And it says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up, and you have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. And keep that in mind. And remember this, to keep strength, keep faith, love God.